All right. This is Tiara and Kylie from Two Coast Girls, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hey everyone, hope you're having a great night. This is Kylie. Hope you're having a safe yet spooky night.
It is almost Halloween.
Yep, it's part one of Halloween, I'd say. It's really interesting. Tonight was fun.
Mm-hmm. It's also Parents' Day weekend,
which was really
awesome.
It was really interesting. I started my night out at the Apple Jam at Craft's house. And I saw parents there, which I thought was pretty dope.
That's so cool.
They were having a great time.
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, we love bonding.
I know. I was like, get it. Like, absolutely. So I'm going to start off my segment this time talking about Robert Eggers' The Lighthouse. And we're going to start off with my personal favorite song from the score. I'll get that set up for y'all. It's kind of spooky, so I would get ready. It's just very creepy. And I love the composer of the music for a lot of Robert Eggers' movies. His name's Mark Corvin. It's amazing. So this is from The Lighthouse, and it's called Into the Light. Thank you. So that was that. Creepy, spooky. I hope everyone's getting a little scared. Yeah, so I kind of just wanted to go into like talking about the movie. I'm not going to spoil anything because I think you should go and see it. I went into it after seeing the trailer, but I think maybe going into it blind would have made it even better. So basically Robert Eggers, he's this guy from New Hampshire, cool kid. And he actually in 2016, his directorial debut is The Witch, which is, if you know me, my favorite horror film, possibly top 10 favorite films of all time. It's so creepy. It is. It's so creepy. And it's also like set in sort of like Plymouth a bit, possibly around there. And it just like hits close to home. Also just love movies about witches, Blair Witch Project, Go Off, anything like that. And that movie was just so creepy and I loved it. So I've been waiting for his next movie, and this is only his second movie. And it was a ride. It's in black and white. It's like square framed. It was just crazy. So I'll just give like a little overview. Just like, it's basically these two guys in a lighthouse. Willem Dafoe, Robert Pattinson. Both of them gave stellar acting jobs. It was amazing. And it's basically just a slow descent into like lunacy, which I love movies like that as well. It just makes me happy. Yeah, the black and white in it was also amazing because a lot of the shots were like candlelit, which like distorted the faces. Every shot from the movie you could literally print out and put on your wall. Like every shot is so beautiful. SMFA approved. It was definitely like an artsy movie and I loved that. It was very, very sick. A lot of metaphors, just amazing shit. Robert Pattinson was beautiful. He was amazing. I really liked him. But I'd say I still liked The Witch more. The Witch was just amazingly done. And I felt like at the end of The Witch, I was definitely like just changed. After this, I was definitely like unsettled, but like The Witch will always, exactly. So next up, I'm gonna play another song from the soundtrack of The Lighthouse, followed by a song, my favorite song from The Witch's soundtrack. And you'll kind of see like the similarities between both. It's by the same composer, Mark Corvin, who loves to use just the most unsettling of sounds, little screams, some synth. But one thing I did love about The Lighthouse soundtrack, the score, was that they just kept using the constant sound of the lighthouse, like just hum, which was just so unsettling. And by the end of the movie, like you hated that sound, but it was like in every shot. It was so great. He incorporated that into the actual songs themselves. And they're really dope. So this one's called Stranded. And I hope y'all like it. Let's get going. So that was, first off, it was Stranded from the Lighthouse score. And the first song I played for you guys was Into the Light from the Lighthouse soundtrack. But what you just heard, with those little like screams, that was A Witch Stole Sam from The Witch soundtrack by Mike Corvin. Yeah, that is one of my favorite songs. And that whole soundtrack, when I want to get into a spooky mood, that is what I put on. That or Coraline, I'd say. You know. Yeah, you know. But yeah, I absolutely love that song. And that whole soundtrack, I felt like definitely Robert Eggers work with the composer kind of makes the movie too. And that's what I'd love to do. And like, if I ever make film and stuff, I'd love to work with music composers, because I think that's the main part of it, you know? Exactly. So yeah, that's kind of going to be my spiel for that stuff. I would definitely say go see The Lighthouse. I would maybe not watch the trailer. I think it's great going in totally blind. And just get ready to just like get rocked, you know, to the core. It's pretty dope. Out of 5 stars, I'd give it a solid 4, maybe even a 4.5 if I'm feeling nice. But yeah, it was definitely an interesting thing, yeah. So I think for the rest of my segment, I just want to play some Halloween-y songs, some Halloween classics, you know what I'm saying? So I think next we're going to be playing In the Air Tonight by one and only Phil Collins. Let's get it, shall we?
Oh no. Take a drag, I take a sip, I want your legendary kiss. You know I got designer taste, and your design's too good to waste. When the breeze comes out at night, yeah, it always wants a bite. And I try to resist, but then the devil always wins, yeah.
Petras, Close Your Eyes. That's one of my favorite Halloween songs. But we're gonna stop your listening for just a small little PSA. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. You know, a message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. You know, just something to think about. Like, I know, right? I feel like everyone has to be paranoid, you know? Like, they could be watching you, you know? Just watching you freak out over your calc homework online, watching your Khan Academy videos. Oh my god, how do I do that? They're like, oh, this sad little girl. All right. We are tired. It is currently 3:28. I'm going to finish off my segment with one of my other favorite Halloween songs. This is Maneater by Hall and Oates. It's dope. And thank y'all for listening. I hope you have a great and spooky night. And after this song, we got our dope person, Tiara. She's going to come and talk. It's going to be the West version of this. Yeah, yeah. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
that was Kylie's segment. Now it will be the, well, this is Tiara, and this will be the West Coast part of the Two Coast Girls. So these are just some songs that I've been listening to, and they give off fall vibes to me, but it just really shows the differences in our like in our preferences of music and like how we grew up. So I think that's what's really cool about this show. Yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
All right, now I'll start.
Thinking about you, I never thought I'd be so strong like dizzy you. I'm on the way like every day, and I'm down for you, but understand I got some things to do. I wanna make my heart a place for two. Oh, can we do that? Do that? Do that? Yeah, yeah. And just that feeling right here, that almost love feeling right here. Since you've been giving me these signs, I couldn't help but stick with you. You to take me in, cuddle in and asking how my day has been. All that I know, my patience is running thin. And you know I'll never ever say it, and you will never try to save it. I've been tripping to the thought of you, looking at life in a fucked up hue. Really when I am not around you, I'ma keep acting fool, guessing I will never see this through. Why's it gotta have to be about you? You know that I've been suffocating for thinking who is in your bed. You know I've not been thinking straight.
memories of you I still have in my mind. Checking your Instagram on the daily. Sorry if I'm a bit possessive. Give it to you, I just can't help it. I've been tripping to the thought of you. Looking at life in a fucked up hue. Really when I am not around you. I'ma keep acting fool. Guess that I will never see this through. What's it gonna have to be about you? You know that I've been suffocating for thinking who is in your bed. You know I'm not there thinking straight, babe. Cause you're still not inside my head. I've been losing my goddamn mind. Give me some of your goddamn time. I've been losing my goddamn mind. Give me some of your goddamn time, babe. I've been losing my goddamn mind. Give me some of your goddamn time. I've been losing my goddamn mind. I've been losing my. You know that I've been suffocating for thinking who is in your bed.
But I'm still falling. People don't change, but if I'm honest, I don't wanna say the same, but girl, I'm sorry. You say you want space, but what do you call this? Something's fucking up the vibe in my feelings every night, like tonight. Can we just go back in time? One more time. One more time. Can we ride, ride like we used to? Like we used to. Can we ride like we used to? Like we used to. Remember early days when we started dating? Did you run out of love or just patience? Something's fucking up the vibe. Ooh, in my feelings every night, like tonight. Girl, can we just go back? Ooh, one more time. One more time. Can we if you wanna ride out with me, baby? Girl, I take it seriously. It's that easy. Can we ride? We used to.
you're looking so right. Up late, I've been sipping on drone. Got me thinking about you every single time I'm alone. This shit put me in a zone, you can hear it in my tone. You can tell me what you want, but I already know. One shot and you got me loose. Two shots, I'ma tell the truth. Truth is, I'm in love with you. Woke up to you by my side. Pour up, baby, one more time. Let's do it again tonight.
By myself, there ain't no you and I get it, I get it, I admit I ain't in a pride. Lost it when you had cried, this is how doves cry. Anyway, back to business, life is so cinematic and optimistic. Less aggressive with pursuit of women and I go the distance, but I know my limit. I love the idea of a marriage, but I'm too specific and I'm too suspicious. I like ghetto women with opinions. Then I like a proper woman with a daddy pension. And I'm of her features, so my children get it. I'm in it just to win it, so I guess I want exquisite, yeah.
Back. We've grown older and apart. apart. Rediscovered myself, took back my heart. Moved to a new city where I should be restarting. But I just feel nothing. Though something could grow, I don't ever let it take root. Possibility all around me, but I don't give a shit. Numb to the bone, been so long since the love bug been out in mid. Maybe I quit. December's feeling chilly. Taking shots at the club to warm up and distract me from feeling empty. Every now and then I would remember how you made me feel. Oh, desolation and thrill. Maybe I should try love again, but I don't know. To hell with other halves, that's bullshit. I'm already whole alone. That don't mean that I wanna be alone. Tangled bodies to reset my heart, but it just won't. But I ain't bitter, babe. I've moved on, I just hate that nothing blooms since you. Ooh, hey. Possibility all around me, but I don't give a shit. Numb to the bone, been so long since the love bug been out in mid. Maybe I quit.
Picture perfect, it would be us. I could be across the world and I would still have your trust. Don't even gotta question if I'm the one giving up. But you keep saying you've had enough. So tell me where to go, cause I have nowhere to hide. I just want you by my side. But do I still have your heart? Do I still cross your mind? Have we grown apart? Should we even try? I still keep your picture frame on the side of my bed. Acting like I'm good, but I can no longer pretend. Keeping myself busy trying to something to do, but every time I try, somehow it brings me back to you. So what do I do? I don't know. I don't know. No. See, I used to call you probably 10 times a day, but now we're on the phone, but we got nothing to say. And every time I hear our song, it don't sound the same. I don't know if I could do another day. So tell me where to go, cause I have nowhere to hide. I just want you by my side. But do I still have your heart? Do I still cross your mind? Frame on the side of my bed, acting like I'm good, but I can no longer pretend. Keeping myself busy trying to find something to do, but every time I try, somehow it brings me back to
things happen for a reason, but I'm tired of this pain I feel, and I don't know if I'm strong enough for these changes. Cause baby, I still keep your picture frame on the side of my bed. Busy trying to find something to do, busy. But every time I try, somehow it brings me back to you.
Every time it brings me to you.
Somehow it brings me back to you.
Hi guys. That was the end of my segment, at least.
I'm feeling very sensual, feeling very ready for bed.
After the songs,
I'm just like feeling very calm.
Yeah, I started it off with some cool jams and then like some more calm ones,
yeah,
to get you ready for bed.
No, exactly.
I'm getting ready for bed.
Yeah. Wait, what were the names of the songs?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oops.
Trying to just like give them out.
So those were "Dates in LA" by Justin Park, "Still Mine" by Alex TBH, "Like We Used To" by Justin Park, "Tequila Sunrise" by 88 Rising, "Chili" by Nikki, and "Changes" by Jeff Burnett. Yeah, I think the show definitely went a lot smoother.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is basically how our shows are going to be set up from now on.
Exactly, yeah.
Some talking in the beginning about a movie with some songs from the movie.
Yeah, I'm just going to, like, go off. Hopefully, it'll be, like, every week after, like, I watch a new movie. But you know what? I may have to come at you guys with some classics, some of my favorites. Because that's where I get a lot of my music is, like, through, like, TV and film. So,
yeah,
I'd love to share that with everyone.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Yeah,
me next, too, yeah.
Next week, I'm still going to come back with, I think, some spooky stuff. Because that's, like, I'd say part two of Halloweekends.
Yeah.
The two Halloweekends. Mm-hmm. So, I'm still personally going to be in the spooky mood.
I'll still be doing the whole fall vibes, yes, and like R&B things.
And especially next week, that's going to be the beginning of November.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
like
so
the
excited.
Beginning of true fall, I'd say.
Yes.
Thanksgiving. And then what? Christmas?
What? Wow, so excited.
Crazy.
I love the holidays.
Crazy, dudes. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. This is Tiara and Kylie from Two Coast Girls. And you are listening to 91.5 FM. WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hope you have a great night, guys.
Great
have a
night.
Safe night. And yeah, have a productive Sunday.
Yes.
Let's get it with this week, guys. I have a good feeling.
Yes.